Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got for you some more Entitled Parent stories. Entitled cousin uses my VR, doesn't let me use it, gets away with it, and demands I get my other controller from my house so she can play Minecraft too. My house is a while away. A few months ago, I was at my grandma's house with my entitled cousin, and kind of my entitled aunt. I was playing on my PSVR, and my entitled cousin wanted to use it, which I'm completely fine with, but then when I want to use it, she just says, "One more time." And for clarification, it was not one more time, so I keep asking for it until I start to get annoyed. Also, if you were wondering, she was playing Roblox on her phone and decided that because the VR wasn't hers and was mine, it's gotta be more fun. I then, with a slightly angry tone, say, "Listen, get off, you've been using it for 3 hours and haven't let me use it at all. I want to play a regular game and actually play." Then she blatantly says no, even though the PS4 is definitely not hers. So I then really get angry and say that I'm going to move it if she doesn't let me use it. Then my kind of entitled aunt comes in saying that my kid deserves to use it all day because she never uses a PS4. My nice cousin has one which he lets her use all the time. My entitled cousin also says that I probably use it too much and it's for your own good. I barely use it and can't play video games on the weekend, it's a family rule. Been around since my oldest brother got into video games. She then finally, after 4 hours, gets off. I then move the PS4 and start playing DBH. My entitled cousin then demands that I go back to my house, which is a pretty long walk, to get the other controller and change it to Minecraft so she can play Minecraft. I say no, and then my mum says that I have to because sharing is caring. Well maybe you should have freaking said that to my entitled cousin. I then go to my house to get it, come back, and keep playing DBH because she's back on my kind of entitled aunt's phone. Then she comes up to me and says, and I quote, "Change it to Minecraft, you don't deserve to play." Then I say no because I'm in the middle of something, and then she goes to my entitled aunt and tells on me for not letting her play. I then get grilled by my entitled aunt and my mother. Then they finally leave and I can play the PS4 for a little and then leave. To be honest with you, OP, when your entitled cousin asked you to go and get your other controller, I would have just taken the whole thing back home and just stayed there. Like, why even go back to that house? Just stay at home, play VR all you want, no one's gonna know about it. I mean, yeah, after a couple of hours, your mum would probably start to get a little bit worried, but who cares? You're playing VR, you're having fun. Now for our second story. Entitled mum makes both me and my brother quit our jobs, but refuses to acknowledge she had any hand in it. My childhood was meant for this sub. It shall be my home away from petty revenge. To start with some backstory, my mum was an Air Force brat, and her dad wiggled away from being arrested for something terrible that affects her to this day. Not an excuse for what she did to us. She married a guy in the Navy and had my brother Donald, not real name, he's just a lot like the character, over a year after I was born. Childhood was a picture-perfect example of being raised by a narcissist, and that's a whole other load of baggage I have to deal with. But not here. You all want to hear how she made us quit two separate jobs in the span of a month. Well, yes, I do. You see, I was in community college and had no car, so I took the bus everywhere. Not the best public transit system ever, but for $30, you get a monthly pass that allows you unlimited rides for the month. And after 4 days to and from school, it paid for itself in savings. Donald worked for a very popular grocery store, and he got his preferred task of retrieving carts from the parking lot. He loved it, since he didn't really have to deal with the customers, and the store was fine with having a guy who didn't mind harassing the bums who tried to take the carts off the property, since retrieving each car actually costs a fair bit. The trip to work from home took 45 minutes. Same for the return trip, and he worked part-time at minimum wage. I worked for the National Ocean Oceanographic and Atmospheric Association at the Southwest Fisheries Branch. Wow, try saying that over and over again. And due to its location, it usually brought on student hires from UC. I worked for the ichthyoplankton department, which includes larval fish, and it was my job to curate their historical fish collection, label, relabel, organize, and catalog their database, so the samples could be studied at length since the data was used to track health of the fish offshore. And the data was useful to the fish and game department for what they could and couldn't do for the year to keep the fishing trade strong. I loved it, loved my boss, and ignored the UC hires who looked down on the community college girl. I took 45 minutes to get from school to work, worked 5 to 5.5 hours a day, and was paid $11 an hour, which was a bit above minimum wage. My trip home after was another 45 minutes. Somehow, this reliable and paid work offended mum, and she spent 3 months moaning and whining about it taking so long for us to get home and get to work. Wouldn't it be better to work closer to home? Blah, blah, blah. While that may be true for Donald, the location he was at was who was hiring, and NOAA only had the one location in town. Anyone familiar with any bus system knows there are also delays, buses arriving late due to traffic, relief drivers being delayed due to traffic, and the like, so it sometimes took an hour to an hour and 12 minutes to get home. Donald and I planned accordingly for arriving to work on time, and we both always got to our shifts early and clocked in promptly. Every delay on the way home was met with accusations of listening to music too loudly or playing our portable games, and not paying attention, to the point that every time she asked why we were home late, one day we both answered, "The bus didn't show up on time, and no, not because of the Game Boy." This answer was met with a hurt expression and a rebuke for not being about to ask that. Finally, I'd had enough, and I recorded her whine one day about the boo long trips and played it for my boss, who knew about mum from time in Girl Scouts, as both served in a local service unit organizing programs for younger girls. She believed me, and despite it not being normal for the department, they arranged for a party, usually reserved when UC hires were done for their semester, to see me off properly. It was lovely, and I missed them all very much. I loafed miserably in my room until my final paycheck was mailed. I had only worked there for 7 months. She asked me what made me decide to quit, as if she weren't solely responsible for it. "Because I was tired of you whining about how long it took to get to work." Donald loved his job, but spending 6 hours on the pavement took its toll, and he often bought insoles to minimize impact and strain caused by it, and was in fairly consistent low-grade pain. A mere 2 weeks after I quit, he quit, and mum couldn't be happier, preening about how good it would be not to have him angry at home because of the strain of the work, but wondering why he didn't request a transfer to the branch that was a 7-minute walk away from home instead. "Because I was tired of you whining about how long it took to get to and from work." Dad believed the both of us and said he understood, as mum was being unreasonable. Now, Opie has actually given us an edit here. Mum hasn't worked a paid job since 1997 and routinely tried to sabotage my brother and I when we got work so we'd stay home. Then she'd whine when we didn't have jobs. She recited the importance of showing up to work on time, but when we took her up on offers to drive us to work, she always left late, forcing us to be late. Well, to me, OP, I'm sorry, but it sounds like your mum is just seriously jealous. Maybe she's just incapable of getting a job and holding one down, but this whole story just screams of jealousy. Like, who in their right mind as a parent would want to stop their kids from getting a job? That is ludicrous. Yeah, on the whole, I think your mum definitely has some problems. But then again, just rereading this, I don't really understand. Why didn't you just keep your job? Like, yeah, your mum's whining, but surely you can deal with some whining when you're actually getting paid for doing a job you love. I don't really understand that. But hey, I'm not OP, and I don't have an entitled mum, so I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for our final story. My old entitled teacher slash parent thinks she's better than everyone despite not having any skills. I'm sorry if the title sounds weird. I've been up since 2 a.m. Yeah, haven't we all, dude? Haven't we all? This is about a mother who was my teacher in middle school and in my church. This mother thought very highly of herself, mainly because her husband was in the army. Never mind that my uncle was in the military too, but my aunt never paraded around like a peacock. But also because her children were quite intelligent. This lady didn't like me. I read Harry Potter, which drove her mad. I once used my middle name on a piece of paper, and she growled at me to never write it again because she couldn't understand it. I spent most of my time reading, which made her mad because I was ignoring the other kids in my class, despite her own children doing the exact same thing. She once saw me skip down the hallway and told me to never skip again because ladies don't skip. I, of course, looked at her and continued to skip down the hallway. When I was 12, she pulled me out of class to yell about my walking being too sexy. It was a shame because I really did like her oldest son and he liked me. He was nice. But after I graduated middle school, I was so happy to be rid of her. Until my nana said she would pay for her to pick me up from high school and drop me off at home. Our house was a 5-minute drive from the school and my nana was paying her a lot, like $50 plus a week to drive us home. However, this mother didn't like that she had to drive us home. My nana constantly asked if she wanted to drive us home and she always said she was happy to, so she had plenty of time to back out, but she never did. When she picked us up, she would wait around 5 minutes after the bell rang for us to get to the car. If we weren't there, she would drive off, leaving us at school. She would, of course, keep my nana's money and blame us for not running fast enough to get to the car. Yeah, we had to run and fight our way through the whole mass of students trying to leave so we could get home. I struggled in school and she would make snide remarks about my grades and work, but one thing that stuck out to me was when her daughter, who was in the 9th grade, told her she got an A- on her advanced calculus test, or however you spell it. The mother looked at her and immediately said, "Well, you could have done better." I was floored. Even my nana was shocked. Thankfully, I don't have contact with her anymore. Yeah, I mean, I realize that this entitled mum probably had some issues when you said that she didn't like you reading. What the heck? What teacher doesn't like their students reading? I mean, come on. And yeah, just to top it off, the way that she spoke to her own children, that just shows that she is pretty messed up in the head. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. I really hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, don't forget to like the video, drop a comment below leaving your opinions, and subscribe to the channel for 2 videos each and every day. And if you want more content from me, click on either of the 2 videos you see on screen right away, and I'll see you over there in a couple of seconds.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.